This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump's pretty much been out of sight at the White House, signing several executive orders in his final few hours in office. He'll skip President-elect Biden's inauguration tomorrow and head to his home in Florida early in the morning. President-elect Biden will hit the ground running tomorrow, Inauguration Day, and on day one, he'll roll out a bill to help those who are in this country without the proper documentation. The AP's Julie Walker.
It would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person familiar with the legislation. For some immigrants, the process would be quicker. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh policies. The legislation puts Biden on track to deliver on a major campaign promise and provides one of the fastest pathways to citizenship in recent years. But it fails to include the traditional trade-off of enhanced border security favored by many Republicans, making passage in a narrowly divided Congress in doubt. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington's locked down tight for Inauguration Day security, and now the Secret Service is warning the thousands of National Guardsmen arriving in D.C. to stop posting photos and details of their operations online. World Health Organization experts are slamming China and some other countries for not moving fast enough to try to contain the initial outbreak of the coronavirus. COVID-19 has killed nearly 400,000 people in this country, and now one state has hit a tragic milestone.
California has become the first state to reach 3 million known coronavirus infections. Alarmingly, California only reached 2 million caseloads on December 24th. On average, California has seen about 500 deaths and 40,000 new cases daily for the past 2 weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. First Lady Melania Trump is bidding you farewell. The AP's Jackie Quinn with her goodbye, just ahead of Inauguration Day.
Melania Trump says goodbye after 4 years at the White House.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States.
Saying she's been inspired by many people, especially those who've helped others during the pandemic.
As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
She also encouraged passion, but
violence is never the answer.
While Donald Trump has announced he's not attending Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday, Melania Trump ignored the tradition of inviting the incoming First Lady for a tour of the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.